guys are listening to 60 Minute Overtime, and today I have a special guest, country music star Todd O'Neill. He's the winner of the National Nash Next competition across all of the radio stations in America. And that song you just heard was called Dead or Famous. And Todd, let me just turn this over to you. What is that song about? And just explain the backstory behind it.
Well, you know, music is my life. It always has been. And that song definitely is like the story of my life, you know. And I'm so passionate about what I do, and I love it so much. I'm going to do it until I'm dead or famous.
Well, that's a great lead-in because, you know, with the Nash Next competition, you are on the road to become quite famous here, Todd. Now, it was a long process. The Nash Next competition started in July. You're fresh off winning it. I mean, October 25th was your big win. What was like that whole process like, the ups and the downs?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was more ups than downs, definitely. It was a very exciting process, you know, as far as getting over there, getting into Nashville, meeting so many wonderful judges, Kix Brooks, Scott Borchetta, Daniel Bradbury, Jay DeMarcus, and to get to perform for them and that room that night was just so incredible. That was the big up. The down was nerves, definitely. You know, the Young Fables, Spin, Trey Keane, Murphy Ford, all the competition there that night. And I was just so incredibly nervous. I was shaking in my boots.
Now, and you just name-dropped a couple people. Now, have you been able to meet any country stars since your win?
Since my win, I actually got to shake hands with half of Hall & Oates.
Wow.
Yeah, Mr. John Oates was actually there that night. And since then, I was in Nashville for the CMAs. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually get to go to the CMAs, but I got invited to an after party, and at the after party was Dustin Lynch, Thompson Square, Daryl Worley, so many, Craig Campbell, so many people that have influenced my career and, you know, where I've come over the past few years, you know, so it was very, very incredible to get to share that night with them.
Yeah, that's great. There's no doubt that, in my mind, you're going to be invited and maybe even on that stage next year, so don't worry about that.
Oh, I got my fingers crossed.
So you just touched on it. Who would you say is your biggest or greatest musical influence?
Oh, man, I have so many. You know, here lately it's been Chris Stapleton. I love Billy Currington's voice. But, you know, back in the day, reaching back in the files here, it would be singers like Paul Rodgers from Bad Company. Anything Merle Haggard does, has done, I love, you know. Let's see, I think one of my all-time favorite singers, and this is the vinyl that I've been spinning lately. I spin vinyls like an old man. But it's got to be Ronnie Milsap. I mean, such a smooth vocal. The songs are great. They have a little bit of everything in his music. You can hear all kind of different genres in his country, you know. So Ronnie Milsap would have to be my favorite right now. That's the flavor of the week.
So now when someone listens to your music, that's a great segue because, you know, you're from Louisiana, and I visited New Orleans maybe 2 years ago, and just the jazz scene is incredible there. How is that, or has it, incorporated itself into your country music?
Well, you know, Louisiana, and I'm so glad you said that, Louisiana is a melting pot of music. It doesn't matter where you go in the state, they're going to have great music, and there's going to be a very wide variety, you know, and you can drive an hour, and it's going to be totally different. New Orleans is, you know, it's blues, it's anything from Delta to jazz to Cajun, Zydeco. You go over to Lafayette, you're going to definitely get that Zydeco Cajun feel. And, you know, there's country and soul and Delta and everything all across the state. So hearing all of this different music coming up has just totally impacted the way I sing, the way I perform on stage. So I'm so grateful to be from such a diverse state.
Well, I've been playing around with love all my life. Now let's play it around with you.
That clip was just from a song called Playing Around with Love. Now, Todd, you got to tell me, what is this song about?
Well, you know, it's pretty cut and dry. I always joke and I say on stage, you know, Mama always warned me not to do stupid stuff. Don't play around with guns, or don't play too close to the water, or, you know, but she never warned me, don't play around with love. And that's exactly what this song is about. It's about a guy who was kind of dismissive in his relationships, you know, and until he found that right one, and then she really didn't want him back. You know, it was kind of the shoe was on the other foot.
From Louisiana, I could bet that you're a big New Orleans Saints fan. Is that a true statement?
That's absolutely correct. I've spent a few Sundays in the Dome and got to sit 50-yard line with a buddy of mine and watch them play. And, you know, I think if you're a true fan of your team, win or lose, you're going to be there. And I'm excited to always get in the Dome and go watch those boys play.
The Saints have one of the best home field advantage stadiums in the NFL. That's, like, widely well known. So from a fan perspective, what's it like? Because I've never been there. What's it like to experience a game in the Superdome?
You know, it doesn't matter if you're up top in the nosebleeds or if you're on the 50-yard line. And trust me, I've been in both situations. The camaraderie from the fans, the stadium, I mean, the Dome is just incredible. You know, the lights, and the hoodat, you know.
Yeah.
The hoodats coming across, and just everybody stomping their feet and clapping their hands and the hoodat screams. So it's incredible.
Now, I can imagine that a typical Saints tailgate is probably unlike any other tailgate in the NFL. Were you able to experience that? Like, what kind of foods do they have there, especially?
Ooh, that's the best. You talk about Louisiana music, you talk about the sports, where you hit my heart is right there. It's the food, baby. I mean, we got jambalaya, we got gumbo. When it's in season, we have the crawfish,
mm-hmm.
and everything's hot and spicy. And, you know, it's... if you're not ready for it, it's a smack in the mouth.
So now I guess this is really, really huge news. You're slated to sing the national anthem. It's the Lions at Saints game on December 4th. That's a huge thing for you. Are you nervous?
Am I nervous? I got to be totally honest with you. As soon as we confirm that, I mean, it's such an important song, you know, and a fellow Louisianian just sang the national anthem for the Cubs game, Hunter Hayes, and I watched his interview beforehand, you know, and he says, you know, going in and rehearsing is one thing, but actually getting in there and, you know, the stadium's full and everybody's screaming and, you know, you're under a microscope. It's a very important song, and you really don't want to mess it up, especially in the times that we're in right now.
So what are you looking forward for most at that game? Will you have a big family and friends section there, I assume?
I'm definitely going to be front and center of, you know, my manager, my family. It's going to be I'm going to be making some serious eye contact with them.
Now, what if you happen to make some eye contact with some players? Are you hoping to meet anybody on either of the teams?
Absolutely. You know, I would love to get to shake Drew Brees' hand and tell him what a fan I am. And, you know, I think Drew is just one of those guys that he's an outstanding human being. And the morals and the respect that guy has for the game, it's just incredible. So I look forward to maybe shaking Drew's hand.
Are you worried that speaking of, you know, morals and integrity and all that, are you worried that any of the players are still going to be protesting the anthem at that point?
You know, I honestly had a dream about that last night.
Oh, wow.
And that's a big fear of mine. You know, I consider myself a patriot. And, you know, I think the song is not about whether or not you want to stand. It's about the men and women who have fallen protecting the country. And you know, sure, they have their freedom. They have their rights. I don't believe it should be during that time. That's just not the right time and place. You know, there's a time and place for everything. And I just don't think the national anthem is a spot or a time to protest.
Yeah, and it seems to be that the NFL fans agree because the ratings have been down, and they said that was the number one reason why people aren't watching the NFL anymore. So I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, you know, that we can't just go to a game and stand for our heroes and put our hands on our hearts and do what's right. You know, I just wish they would pick their own time to protest.
Now, growing up in Louisiana, now Hurricane Katrina, they opened the Superdome as basically like a sanctuary for anybody affected by the hurricane. We're in New Jersey. We had Hurricane Sandy ourselves. But what was the impact of that, of the Superdome opening? We saw the images of the cots and the Red Cross there. What's that impact on the community?
You know, it's something that that people down here, if you live through it, you never really forget that. And you know, I think it made us better. It made us stronger. It actually brought people together.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter creed, color, race, anything like that. I mean, it really brought people together in a very trying time. And so I was very proud to be from Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina, you know. And the perseverance, we're resilient down here. You know, and also it made us smarter. it was a big learning curve, I guess you'd say. But it educated us. So now, when we see something like that coming, we're getting the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah. So now, Carrie Underwood is the voice of Sunday Night Football. She sings the theme song when they open up every Sunday night. How big is that? What is the impact on country music for that to have happened?
I believe that you know, reaching that huge audience like that, whether you're a country fan or not, when you hear Carrie Underwood sing anything, she can sing the phone book, in my opinion.
I say that all the time.
It's so true, though. You know, I mean, it really is. And why is my voice so high? Because I'm thinking about Carrie Underwood. And please don't tell her hockey playing husband that I said that.
he might take you out back, it sounds like.
she's definitely one of my favorites, and probably my favorite female vocalist ever, besides, you know, Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Martina McBride.
So reaching the giant audience like that, that's a great thing for country music.
Absolutely. And you know, singing that song for the NFL, she's reaching fans, new fans, and showing people that, look, country music has a voice.
All right, so, you know, I don't want to take too much of your time, but so this, you guys are listening to Todd O'Neill on 60 Minute Overtime. He has, I'm sure, have had a whirlwind after winning the NationX competition. So I just want to thank you for joining me, and I wish you luck.
Oh, well, thank you so very much, and I hope to talk back to you soon.
And, hey, if you're ever in New York, New Jersey, I would love to come out to a show.
Well, I'm coming. I'll be there November 14th, 15th, and I'm going to be hanging out with Rascal Flatts, introducing the band at Madison Square Garden.
All right, so you guys heard it. He'll be here November 14th, 15th at the Garden, so get your tickets now, everybody.
Hi, guys. I'm Todd O'Neill, and this is my new song, I Got Your Number. I would really like to take the time to thank the folks at NationX and Big Machine and Country Inn Suites, and it's been an incredible ride.
I got no reason. by yourself tonight. And I know you better than you even know yourself. That's right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When am I gonna pick up the phone? I ain't gonna call. Gonna call, 'cause girl, I got your number. Oh, you mess me up, you mess around, and you can bet it's all over town before your dress even hits the floor. Oh, 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 I got your number, but you ain't got mine anymore. I just might call up the boys, make some noise downtown tonight, and get myself high as a pine and never come down. That's right. Oh, oh, oh. When I'm alone, I pick up the phone. I ain't gonna call, 'cause girl, I got your number. The same, I ain't gonna call, 'cause girl, I got your number. Oh, you mess me up, you mess around, you can bet it's all over town before your dress even hits the floor. Oh, 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 I got your number, but you ain't got to be. Oh, 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 when I'm alone, I pick up the phone. I ain't gonna call, 'cause girl, I got your number. Yeah, 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 yeah. Out of your game, it's always the same. I ain't gonna call, 'cause girl, I got your number.